Hey, this is Larry Goins. How's everybody doing? Hello.
How you doing, Larry?
Doing good. How are you?
Fine.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, well, we're going to jump right in and see if we have any questions, see if we can get everybody taken care of tonight. Anybody have any question you want to throw out there?
So what's selling now, Larry? What's cooking along here?
How do you mean by what's selling?
Well, I mean, okay, so HUDs were real strong for a while. Is it FSBOs or what?
Well, I can tell you this. We're still getting some HUDs. We're also getting some REOs, but you just got to make a lot of offers, and you got to go outside of the MSAs, outside of the big cities. We are working more on, no, I shouldn't say working more, but we are adding FSBOs to the mix. We're also adding bird dogs to the mix, and we're also looking into auctions, although I don't think we're really going to do anything with auctions, but because people get caught up in a buying frenzy. But we're adding FSBOs to the mix as well as bird dogs to the mix.
Okay, and you're paying your bird dogs to go out and find houses for you?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. But, yeah, so, you just got to add more sources to the mix.
So HUDs aren't as strong as they were before?
Well, there's just not near as many of them, although I did just read an article just today in a mortgage servicing magazine about the shadow inventory. So there's still a lot of shadow inventory out there, although they're not really talking much about it. And HUD has a lot of shadow inventory as well.
What do you mean by shadow inventory?
What is shadow inventory?
Well, I'm not real familiar with that term. What is that?
Shadow inventory just means properties that are 90-plus days in default and have a potential of being a future foreclosure.
Oh, okay. So they're coming down the road then.
Right. They're in the pipeline to be a possible REO down the road.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
It seems like every REO we're bidding on, and, we've done quite a few REOs in the past, but here lately we're just getting outbid, and we're going way above, in some cases, the asking price. Only if we've done our homework and realize we can still make some money at this thing.
Sure.
But, man, there is a lot of competition out there.
What market are you in?
We're in the Dayton, Ohio area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's...
Sorry, this is Tom, by the way.
Yeah, okay, good. It is going to get tougher. The more the real estate market turns around, the more people start talking about real estate, the more the seminars start filling up and more people start coming to the REIA groups and more people get interested in real estate, the more competition you are going to have. And there are some ways to find deals that are unadvertised deals, like the bird dogs and the FSBOs. And also another good source that we're starting to work as well is kind of a FSBO. It actually is a FSBO source. But you can pull a list from listsource.com and do a direct mail to non-owner occupants in your area and just mail them a postcard and make the phone ring.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something.
And you're doing more lease. Are you doing lease with options as well? Because we have considered that. By the way, we have rentals, but we've always been able to flip some through the years. We haven't done any wholesaling. That's really why we got into your program and hopes to do wholesaling. And then that market has just kind of fizzled out, or at least it seems like it.
Well, it's a little tougher. I mean, it was easier at one time to do it. I remember when, there was a time when nobody wanted real estate,
right.
And now that market has turned around again.
Right. Yeah. Well, they can't make money anywhere else. I mean, so they're looking into real estate.
That's true. Well, not only that, but there's more people interested in it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Texie from Minnesota.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
But yeah, as the market turns and as the market gets hotter, things are going to get tighter and it's going to be harder to get a good deal and you got to make more offers. We're making 2,000 to 3,000 offers a week right now. And that's a lot of offers.
That's a ton of offers.
It really is.
And, a normal person can't make that many offers, but I mean, you guys do it because you have a lot of people making offers. So,
we do. We have 5 people in the office making offers every day.
NPAs, they're also making offers?
Well, the VAs are just doing the HUD stuff remote.
I meant VAs, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. They're doing the HUD stuff remote.
That's it? They're strictly doing the HUDs?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah. In fact, we're getting ready to come out with a piece of software we're testing it right now, but we're getting ready to come out with a software called Bid Blaster where you can upload your contract, you can upload your list, and you can your list of properties that you want to make an offer on, like you get from a realtor or you get from Zillow or anywhere, and or even FSBOs, and it will fill out your contract based on a percentage of what you want to offer. And blast the offer for you.
Are you looking to wholesale that?
What do you mean wholesale the property?
Well, I mean buy the property and then try and resell it to a real estate investor.
Doesn't matter what you do with the property. You could buy it to wholesale. You could buy it to retail. Buy it to rent out. Buy it to do a lease option on it. You know, it doesn't really make any
difference. But I'm thinking if you're buying a Well, I guess you're zeroing in on just certain areas then?
Yeah, you could do it. You could also do it one at a time. We have a little feature in this software where you can manually, you know, plug in one offer at a time. All you really need is an address of a property and an email address to send an offer to. That's all you really need.
Okay. And you're focusing on specific areas to do that in that's fairly close to where you're living, right?
Well, I wouldn't say it's fairly close to where we're living. I mean, we do all over the Carolinas is where we focus, although we could be making offers anywhere, but you got to focus somewhere. And,
right.
We focus all over the Carolinas, and some of those areas are 4 and 5 hours away from us.
But you don't go look at those, right? I mean, you're
we don't go look at any of them, no.
Right. You're doing it all online.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Larry, where do you get your VAs?
Our VAs?
Yeah.
That's a really good question. My favorite place, especially starting out new, if you are, is Odesk. Odesk.com. And what you do is you either run you an ad that you are looking for VAs, or you could just get online and search for them. But I would run an ad.
Okay. Just run
another
an
thing
ad
you guys might want to do is we are actually looking for a couple people to add to our team on the acquisition side, because we're adding a couple of models to our business, the Bird Dog, as I mentioned before, and the FSBO, and the auctions, and something else. I can't remember. But we're also adding a person on the sales side to sell our properties as well. So if you go to Craigslist, just go to Craigslist.org, and look up in the Charlotte, North Carolina market. You know, go to charlotte.craigslist.com, and if you will click on the jobs, look under jobs and look under real estate, you will see our listing there. And I think it starts out, it says experienced real estate investor needed. So you can read my ad and see what I'm looking for.
Okay. So is that similar kind of thing that we could do if we were advertising for our BAs?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I say, would it be a similar kind of ad that we would list on Craigslist only in our area?
Well, it could be a similar ad depending on what you want the VA to do. There's so many different things you can get a VA to do. I mean, a VA can make calls, they can take calls, they can search for deals, they can analyze deals, they can make offers, they can get on the phone. You know, they can design flyers for you, they can build your buyer's list. It just depends on what you want a VA to do.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
I'm
There's really only a few things.
I don't have enough hours in my day.
I'm sorry?
I say I'm just finding I don't have enough hours in my day.
Oh, I hear you. Now, what kind of real estate are you wanting to do? Wholesale or retail or what?
Well, basically, I'm just right now doing flipping. So I need someone that can look for houses in the area. And
when you say flipping, do you mean fix and flip or you want to wholesale?
Well, I think I really want a wholesale, and at this point in time, I don't have the money.
So you want somebody to find you some properties?
Right.
Then just run you an ad just for that.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I have been doing right now, I have found a website that deals with pre-foreclosures, and I have gotten a couple of fairly good deals by doing that, because they're, rather than going through foreclosure, they're willing to negotiate a little bit.
Okay.
So we'll see how that
goes. Good. Yeah, come up with you a good ad and just throw it up there on ODesk and see what you get.
Okay.
Good.
And
I hope that helps.
All I have to do is just type in ODesk in the little line up there. And
ODESK.com, and you set up an account. You have to give them a credit card,
okay.
And then you can post your own ad.
Okay.
Or you could just type in to the keyword search real estate, and up will pop every single real estate or every single virtual assistant that has real estate in the description of what they do.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah. Good. I hope that helped.
Anybody
else have a question? Wow, it's kind of quiet tonight.
It is quiet tonight, and there must not be very many of us out. It's too cold.
you
people don't know what Minnesota is like right now. From summer.
And I am sure glad I don't know what it's like right
now
up there.
To winter in 2 days.
It's what?
I mean, we had 80-degree temperatures, and 2 days later we had snow, and now we're down to 49.
Wow.
And that's not fun.
No,
I could do without that.
No.
I may have to learn to go south.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not up there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really not that bad, because I have my office in my house. And unless I'm actually going to go look at a house, and I haven't done that for, 2 months. So I just call these people and talk to them, and they send me pictures, and I do that kind of thing. And so I don't really get out much. I get in the car and in the garage, and I go to church, and I park in the handicapped, and I scoot into church. And I don't get very cold.
Well, that's
good. I keep it that way, I guess. So.
That is good. Well, good. Does anybody have any questions?
Well, I think you answered mine tonight, so thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Larry, this is Tom again. So are you using the MLS at all?
Oh, you're still getting most of our properties from the MLS. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So how many offers do you think the average person that's on these calls to you should be making in a week's time? what would you instruct us to be making in terms of offers?
Well, I would say be making as many as you can, but I know that's a very broad term.
Yeah.
But I know that the average person, to get a really good deal, if you're doing the kind of model that we are doing and that you're buying at deep discounts, you're going to have to make 50 to 100 offers to get one property.
Okay.
And I do realize that it's easier, when you shotgun the offers, you just make a bunch of offers out there. It's you have to make more offers to get a deal. But one of the things that we have found is going back to picking up the phone, calling the listing agent, talking to them, getting some details about the property, building that relationship. You have to make less offers when you do it that way to get a deal than you do if all you're doing is just the shotgun approach.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does, because you're – yeah, I understand that. So what primarily then are – I mean, I know you're buying a variety of things, but are you looking to buy houses to rent or to flip or to wholesale or all of the above? Or what?
Yes,
what are
yes
you...
and yes. We actually – we had a conference call today. Even though our office was closed, I went in and another one of our guys went in, and we got on a conference call today with a small hedge fund out of Florida who has $20 million that they want to spend. And we had a little conference call with them and to see kind of what they're looking for. And they are looking for a 10% cap rate. So, you know, that's just another source of buyers for you. And a lot of times the hedge funds are willing to pay more for a property, you know, because, you know, they've got all this money they got to spend, and at a 10% cap rate, that's not too bad. So that's going to be fairly easy to fulfill. And I
so
was
they're
doing,
just investors? Are they just investors, or are they actually buying the property?
I don't
are
know
they finding
you
the money, or they what are they doing?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but let me explain what a hedge fund is. All a hedge fund is it's a fund that money has been raised by individual people, just like in the stock market. It's just like a mutual fund, you know. If and then they go out and sell shares in the mutual fund, and then the mutual fund go out and invest in stocks. Although this goes out and invest in real estate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they raised – what they did was they raised $20 million, you know, and they had a prospectus, and they showed it to potential people. They may even had a brokerage company sell it for them. But they raised $20 million, and people invested, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 dollars, and they got all the $20 million together. And now they're going out and acquiring property, and they're looking for a 10% cap rate, and they're going to be paying the investors in the hedge fund a percentage of the returns on that.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Okay, Larry, I have a question about hedge funds here, because when I have talked to real estate agents and I have asked them to, you know, if they have someone in their area that is good with REOs and whatever, and 9 times out of 10, my answer is you can't get an REO in the Minneapolis area because the hedge funds come into the banks and buy them all.
Right.
Okay. So that kind of puts us at a disadvantage, I think.
You're exactly right. It does.
So how are you getting it, if they're asking you to get them whatever many million dollars worth of property, why aren't they just going to the banks and getting it?
Well, first of all, you don't just go to the banks and get the property. The banks are going to list them on the MLS. But part of our conversation with them today was, You know, they wanted to know where we're buying properties and all that, and I just explained to them that, you know, we typically don't buy in the big MSAs. Like, an MSA is a metropolitan statistical area, like
right.
Charlotte and surrounding area, like okay. Minneapolis and surrounding area is an MSA. Well,
okay.
The big hedge funds are buying in the big MSAs because they can acquire a lot of properties in a small area, and they can hire some local property managers, just a very few local property managers, maybe two or three, to
mm-hmm.
manage all their several hundred properties in an MSA that they buy. Well, my
okay.
conversation with these guys today was that I don't do that. What we do is, because there are, I even told this hedge fund, I said, because there's other hedge funds in the area buying a lot of property, they're driving the prices up. So we
sure.
like to buy in the bedroom communities, the outskirts, not rural, but the smaller towns.
Yeah.
That way we get deeper discounted properties. And although the appreciation might not be as fast as in the MSAs, it's going to be more steady, and you're going to get a better deal.
Okay.
So you're still getting a good deal on a property and can rent it out at a 10% cap rate. So that was the conversation that I had with them today. That was a good question, by the way.
Well, it kind of threw me for a loop when I found out about it, because every time I would put a bid on an REO and it didn't make any difference, it came back no, even though I have access to cash to be able to buy this. And finally I got someone to say, how come whenever I do, you know, I mean, and I was doing a lot of biddings on these things, oh, REOs are all bought up by the hedge funds in Minneapolis. And,
right.
And so I, you know, and so then the bank that I do my business banking in, I went to the fellow because I've gotten a relationship with a guru that's there. I don't know what he is, president, I think. And so I said to him, who takes care of your REOs? And he said, you know, we don't have REOs in the Twin City areas. He said, all of our REOs are outside. And so when he sent me this list, they're maybe 50 miles from me, but 50 miles away from the Twin Cities area.
Right.
And so I have several bids on some of these right now, and I'm waiting to see how that's going to turn out.
Right.
So, but anyway, I got kind of in with him, so hopefully it'll be, and there wasn't a lot of them. Maybe there was only 15, but that's a start.
Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is. Yeah, it's, and like I mentioned before, as the more the market turns and the more people get interested in real estate and the more the hedge funds come in, it's gonna get tougher. You got to go in the outlying areas. You got to look for different sources. And, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah,
but,
and you know where we're finding our best deals is in Wisconsin.
Oh, good.
And one of the reasons that we're doing it is because my daughter and I are buying rentals that we can rent, and two of them are in a college town. And
is that Madison?
No. My daughter and her husband live in Marshfield, which is smack dab in the center of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
And she just purchased a business there, so she's been working at a cell phone company, and they decided they were going to sell their company to AT&T, and or AT&T is going to have a contract to furnish them with cell phones. And so they came to her and asked her if she wanted to buy the business. And she said, well, if you make it worth my while, I might, because she's worked there for 8 years, so she knows what the business is and how it can go and what it can go.
Right.
And so she said, sure, you know, you let me in, and I'm doing. So she's still swamped right now. But her son's going to school at about an hour away from Marshfield, and he's commuting right now, and it's getting to be kind of a hassle. But next semester, he has to have all of his classes on campus. And so we just found a little house. It's a three-bedroom house, two bath. It's nothing like it's a HUD home, you know, that kind of thing. and we picked it up for $40,000. And the only thing we have to do is go in and clean. I mean, it's filthy dirty, but we're just going to hire a cleaning company to go in and do it. And then so my grandson's going to live there, and we're going to get two other boys to do the other two bedrooms, which virtually will pay our mortgage. And we figured that's a good way to go.
That sounds like it to me. That's really good.
Yeah.
So, well, good. You found your little niche, and that's really good. Well, that's what a lot of people have to do in this kind of market.
I know. And what's really nice about Wisconsin is you don't have to pay a fee to rent a house. In Minnesota, if you rent a house, especially in the Minneapolis area, and you're going to have that as a rental home, every year you pay the state $250.
Wow.
And I think that's just crap. I'm sorry, but I'm not looking to rent a house in Minnesota right now because I just don't want to get involved with that politics.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So right now we're in Wisconsin and we're doing some rentals, and we have two in Marshfield, and one of them is Marshfield has a what they call the Mayo Clinic of Wisconsin, and we have two houses that we're renting, and we rent them to the clinic for people who come in that are there for 4 months or 3 months, and they have someone very ill, and you know, so we're doing it on a month-to-month basis, and we're making money.
Right.
So we could find like three more of them, but we're kind of watching to see if something like that happens, but we'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, that's good. Well, let's see if anybody else has a question. Does anybody else have anything you want to throw out there? Anybody have anything?
Well, I'm sorry I took up so much of the time, but I'm going to hang up and I'll talk to you on the next call.
Oh, it's no problem at all. You didn't take up much time. It doesn't sound like we have many people on here. So, but I'm glad I was able to answer your question, and you know, let me know if there's anything I can help you with before next call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great. Anybody else have anything? Going once. Going twice. It doesn't sound like we really have much going on, although we have already been on here for a half hour. Well, guys, I really appreciate your business, and look forward to working with you, and let me know if there's anything at all I can help you with between now and next call. And you can always shoot me an email to larry@larrygoins.com. Just put inner circle in the subject line, and I'll be glad to answer it for you. So with that, thanks a lot, and I hope you have a great night. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Larry.